Welcome to this place of possibility, this love's heart, the home of hope, a refuge for minds in search of truth unfolding, ever beautiful, ever strange. Here, compassion is our shelter. In this place, may we find comfort and courage. Here, may our sight become vision to see the yet unseen and to glimpse the good that is yet to be. With these words, I'm very happy to welcome you here to our service this morning. As we observe this Memorial Day weekend, it is good to see you. We do not have our regular church school classes are not meeting on this holiday weekend. We do have activities and childcare also provided, though. So it's good to see all of you here, and I would especially welcome, as we always do, any of you who are visiting with us today, whether you're here for the first time or if you're coming back from a previous visit. We're especially grateful for your presence. We hope you'll come and join us for some coffee and conversation after the service. Get to know us a little better. Come back and see us as often as you can. If you have any questions, either about this church or about our Unitarian Universalist faith tradition, we do have a newcomers table where you can stop by and someone can meet and greet you there. Answer any questions that you may have. If you're interested in pursuing membership in our congregation, you can sign up to make an appointment with both myself and our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey, in order to move that process along. The board is very pleased, very happy to welcome new members into our midst. Do we have anyone here who's visiting with us for the very first time today? Put your hand up. I see some people visited before, but well, no new ones today. Welcome back, all of you members and friends. As I stated a few minutes ago, Gary LaRue, I'm going to move over. Gary LaRue was not able to be with us today due to family circumstances. Gary, as you may recall, a couple of weeks ago, went out to, over Mother's Day weekend. He went to Reno, Nevada, to see about getting his mother moved into a care facility. About a week or so ago, he got a call that his mother was going to take another bad turn, and he had to return to Reno to attend to some of her needs again. So that is where Gary is this morning. So I'm going to like the challenge for a number of reasons. One is to certainly to extend our thoughts and our prayers and our best wishes, and our best wishes to Gary. And then, in keeping with the tradition of this weekend, we also, remembering the origins of Memorial Day, light our chalice to remember the honor, bless all the lives of persons, lives that were lost, the people in service of their country. And extending it beyond that, we would also light it as a way of remembering all those persons who have touched and blessed and deepened and enriched our lives as well. And for all these reasons, thinking of Gary, thinking of those who gave their life for their country, thinking of those whose lives have touched and blessed our own, we will light a chalice this morning